you're right, Hella, and welcome back to episode 5 of Sophia on the Rocks. I'm your host, Sophia Saidi, and in today's episode, I'm going to be talking about what to pack if you're going long-term travelling or just travelling in general. So carry on listening. So firstly, you need to be thinking about where you're going. What sort of climate is it when you're going to be there? Is it going to be hot? Is it going to be cold? Or is it going to be a bit of both? If you're going long-term traveling, it's going to be cold and hot at some point. So obviously it's better and you're going to have to pack both for both climates, which it's difficult because obviously like cold weather stuff takes up more room, but you don't need loads and loads of things. But yeah, just make sure that you've got a good waterproof jacket. I made that mistake when I was in Europe. I just didn't take enough cold weather stuff, and I was going until like December, and December in Europe is basically as cold as England. So I don't know what I was thinking. But I had to end up buying like a good jacket over there and some like long pants. But it's not the end of the world if you don't pack the right stuff. Obviously, there's always shops wherever you go where you can buy things. I would recommend, I did get a Patagonia jacket, and it actually like fits into its own pocket, so it's super good for like small packaging. Like it can just fit into your bag super easily, so check that out if you want to. But yeah, waterproof jacket, and then definitely just like a thin jacket which you can wear in the evenings, like if you're going out. And that's all you really need. But like surprisingly, when I went to Mexico, some areas there, even though it was pretty hot during the day, it got super chilly in the evenings and you had to wear a jacket, and some people was even wearing hats. So yeah, just be prepared. Even if you go into a hot country, some areas might get super chilly in the evening. So just make sure that you are prepared for that. In terms of what to pack your things in, Please invest in some good packing cubes. They are literally a lifesaver, and it just keeps your stuff super, super organized because things can get really messy. I mean, even with the packing cubes, sometimes like it can be difficult, but it's a lot better than just having your stuff in your suitcase or your backpack, because yeah, you'll just end up losing stuff. So yeah, invest in some decent packing cubes. You can get like sets off Amazon, and they come with like a wash bag as well and like loads of different sizes. So yeah, definitely use packing cubes if you're going away for a long time. I use them all the time now, even on short trips. They're just super, super useful. So yeah, like I say, you can get those off Amazon. Another lifesaver for me, invest in a microfiber towel, because they're super compact and they dry really easily as well. And again, you can get those off Amazon or you can look elsewhere on the internet. Another thing which I found super useful, if you go into a lot of different countries, obviously they have different adapters for the plugs. Now, you can get a plug and it has all the different attachments on, and it's got like, mine has like 3 USB ports and a plug, so you can charge like 4 things at once, and that comes in super, super handy. And again, you can get those off Amazon. They're just like a fiver. I feel like I'm promoting Amazon right now, and really I shouldn't be promoting Amazon because I don't like Jeff Bezos, but yeah, don't get them off Amazon, get them off somewhere else. But yeah, that came in super handy as well. Also, wherever you're going, I find even if you're not going to the beach, these come in super handy. Is like a sarong or a thin little beach towel which can just like fit in your bag really easily. And I use this not even just on the beach, like if I'm going to a park and I just want to relax and sit down, I'll take my little beach towel with me. And yeah, it comes in super handy, and also it can double up as a blanket on bus journeys, because especially on some bus journeys, they're super, super cold and they'll put the aircon on and you'll literally be like freezing. So yeah, definitely if you're going on long bus journeys, take your little beach towel and yeah, you can use that as a blanket so you can keep warm. In terms of electronics, I'd always say definitely take a portable charger with you because they'll come in really handy. Obviously, if you're on long bus journeys or just like out all day, you don't want to be worrying about your phone battery dying. And then obviously you're going to be struggling to know where you're going. So yeah, definitely bring a portable charger with you. And also I'd invest in a speaker. I always find it super handy to have a speaker and yeah, it's just really good if you're at a hostel and you meet people and you're chilling or whatever. If you've got a speaker, obviously you can play music and it's just super nice. So definitely invest in one of those. And also definitely take a card game with you because it's just a nice way to meet people and get to know people. I just invested in like the travel size version of What Do You Mean, if you know that game. It's super funny and yeah, I just think you get to know people's personalities a lot with this game as well and what their sense of humour is, so that's good. And they also have Dobble, which is also a good game because it doesn't have any English writing on it, so even if people can't understand English too well, they can still play the game. So that one's super good. And I mean, you can take a standard pack of cards as well. I don't personally have one because I'm useless with card games. Like, people will tell me the rules for card games and I'll just forget straight away. So I mean, if I took a normal like pack of cards, I wouldn't have a clue what to do other than like snap. So yeah, if you're good at card game, like normal card games, then bring that as well. But yeah, definitely make sure that you've got a card game because they come in super handy. Now, in terms of clothes and things for the ladies out there who are listening, I'd only recommend taking like 2 pairs of shorts, 3 max, or like 2 shorts and 1 pair of skirt. A skirt because you won't need any more than that. And if you do end up taking more than like I promise you, you're not going to use it. And when you're in a hostel and you wake up super early in the morning, you don't want to disturb any of your roommates and you will just pick up the first thing which you see in your bag. So you'll probably, like, further down the line of your trip, you'll realise that most of the stuff that you've packed, you haven't even used. So yeah, don't overpack. You only need like 3 pairs of bottoms. And then obviously you can take some crop tops, which will fit like nicely in your bag. Definitely take a long sleeve top and a jumper and then some long pair of pants as well, just in case it does get cold. In terms of knickers, I'd probably take about 2 weeks worth of knickers. And you know that thing which everyone says, like when they go on holiday and they're like, why am I taking 20 pairs of knickers for a 7-day holiday? Like, I'm going to shit myself every single day that I'm there. That is literally me. I always overpack with knickers. But yeah, I'd probably take 2 weeks worth because I always try do a wash every 2 weeks because I do try long it out as much as possible just because it can get a bit expensive doing a wash. It's probably about £5 to £10 each time, depending on where you are. Like, obviously Europe's more expensive. If you go in other places, they can be a lot cheaper. But if you are doing your washing abroad as well, please just be aware that all your stuff will just go in together. Like, you won't have separate washes. So try and take stuff which won't run. And also, super weird, I don't know what it is, but when I was in Mexico and in Thailand, like, they must have some sort of system with the washing, but they'll cut out your labels. They did that a lot in Mexico. And then when I was in Thailand, they like attached like a blue string to my tag. So yeah, just be prepared in some places for them to cut out your labels for stuff as well. Like I say, I don't know, it must be some sort of system, but yeah, just be prepared for that. In terms of shoes, please, please, please bring a good pair of trainers with you, which are supportive and have got arch support. I'd recommend getting some running shoes because I learned the hard way. Like when I went to Europe, I just took a pair of Vans and they're super flat. And I remember I was walking around loads and I think I'd just done like an hour hike because I ended up missing my, I didn't miss my train. I was going, I think, to Bologna and I got off at the stop before by accident. Well, I actually knew, but I was too embarrassed to get back on the train. So I was just like, oh, I'm going to get off. And it was either I had to wait another hour for the next train or walk an hour. So I just decided to walk an hour. And yeah, I got to the hostel and my feet were super, super swollen. And I remember I needed to go to the toilet and I couldn't walk. And I was having to like hold on the, like grab onto the wall just to go to the toilet and keep my leg elevated. And it was definitely the shoes which had done that to me. So yeah, make sure that you've got a good pair of shoes as well. When I went to Mexico, I took a pair of hiking shoes. Now, I think I did take trainers as well, actually, but I wouldn't say that you need to take hiking shoes unless you're going to be doing loads and loads of hiking. If you've got a good pair of trainers, they can obviously double up as like hiking shoes if you're going on like a relatively easy hike. But I will say, like, even when I hiked a volcano in Guatemala, some people didn't have hiking shoes and the company which we booked with provided them for you. And yeah, it is a bit of a risk because you might get blisters, but yeah, you don't have to take them with you if you don't want to. So it's completely up to you. But as well, obviously make sure that you're taking a pair of flip-flops with you. Even if you not going to the beach, because I tell you, you will not want to stand barefoot in a hostel shower. Like, you will not. Like, most of them, you're just like, yeah, I'm glad that I have my flip-flops on. So yeah, definitely take a pair of flip-flops. And then if you want to, like, some nice sandals to like go out in if you want as well. But yeah, just make sure that you invest in a good pair of trainers which are comfortable for you. Now, this recommendation is a lifesaver. You need to take some earplugs with you because living in a hostel, you'll have people snoring in your room. And I tell you, if you don't have earplugs, you're just going to be tossing and turning all night. And it's super frustrating when you can't sleep and there's someone snoring above you. Like, I remember recently when I was in Lisbon, I just didn't sleep well the whole time I was there. And it wasn't even that people were snoring. It was just generally, like, I don't know. Even though I was sleeping quite a lot of hours, I just felt tired all the time. But yeah, make sure you take a good pair of earplugs. As well, if you want, you can take an eye mask. Like, I did buy one, but I've never actually used it. I mean, it does come in handy, like, if you have those annoying people who turn the light on at 3 a.m. in the morning. But yeah, I've just never used mine, but I've never been like an eye mask sort of person anywhere. So yeah, up to you of whether you want to bring those. But yeah, definitely invest in some good earplugs for sure. Now, in terms of like entertainment, I like to read. So I do have a Kindle, which I take with me. It's completely up to you. If you do prefer a hard copy of a book, you can take that with you. And some hostels will have book swaps, but not all of them. So don't like think that you'll be able to swap your book everywhere. You won't be able to. And obviously there's no guarantee that there's going to be books in your own language depending on where you are. So I definitely say that the Kindle is a better investment than just taking a book with you. I know, like, I prefer reading proper books as well. But it's just easier to take the Kindle with you, and it's super good entertainment if you're on long bus journeys or flights, or even like if you're at the beach. I like to read a book. So depending on what you prefer, like I say, you can take a book with you, but you can't expect to be able to swap it at all hostels. Now, in terms of a laptop, I'm taking my laptop this time with me just because I'm going away for such a long time, and it is a lot easier booking stuff on your laptop and sorting things out on your laptop just because it is in general anywhere. So yeah, depending on what sort of travel you're doing or whether you need your laptop for work, definitely bring one with you. I mean, when I did Europe, I didn't take a laptop with me. I did take a spare phone though, just in case my phone got stolen, because it can happen. And I think if you're not going to take a laptop, you're probably better having a spare phone, because like recently I was in Madrid and I had my phone stolen stupidly. It was my own fault, so no one to blame except myself. Oh, actually, I will just say now, also a good investment, which I've actually invested in now after my phone got stolen, is a phone case with like the string round, which you can wear around your neck so you won't lose it. So definitely invest in one of those if you're stupid like me and you just can't look after your things. Yeah, get one of those. So yeah, when it got stolen, luckily I had my laptop, so I still had that, like I could communicate with my friends and family and I could book my tickets and sort my flight out on my laptop. Whereas if you don't have your laptop and you don't have a spare phone and your phone gets stolen, you literally have nothing. And obviously, like, you'd have to go to an internet cafe or ask someone else to use their phone or their laptop. So yeah, definitely take one of the two with you for sure. And in terms of locking up your valuables at the hostel, definitely make sure that you're taking a lock with you, or even two locks, I'd say. I'd recommend the ones with the code on rather than one with a key, because obviously if you lose the key that you're screwed, you can't get into your stuff. So yeah, take a lock with you with the code. If you don't bring a lock, you can buy them in most hostels, but I mean, there's probably no point in that. You might as well just buy one before you go. And if you've got two, it means like you could lock up your main compartment of your locker, and then sometimes like I'll lock up my little bag with my laptop and things in it as well. So yeah, just make sure you've got a spare. And some hostels, to be honest, I don't even lock my stuff up. I mean, obviously you probably should do, but yeah, some hostels, like depending on how I feel there, I've not locked my things up. So yeah, it just depends if you're wanting to lock your things up or not. I've never had any experience at a hostel with my things getting stolen. But I did on one occasion hear about this girl whilst I was in Mexico who had like some expensive jewellery stolen from her bag. So yeah, just be careful. And I mean, if you do have a lot of expensive jewellery and accessories and things, just don't be like flaunting it around the hostel. I mean, the like 99% of people who you meet traveling are genuine, and they're there for the exact same reason that you are, and they're nice people. It's just that like 1% which don't have good intentions. So yeah, just be careful. But like I say, it's never happened to me, and hopefully it won't happen to me in the future either. Another thing which will come in handy, take a little first aid kit with you, just with some like plasters and definitely some bite cream, because I tell you, I always get bitten so badly, and a few times my bites have got infected as well and I've had to go to the chemist. I mean, you can easily go to the chemist abroad and they'll give you some bite cream. But yeah, definitely take some with you anyway, just so in case that does happen. As well, guys, I feel like a mum right now. Make sure you're taking some protection with you whilst you're away. We don't want any unwanted pregnancies on the road. So better safe than sorry. And I mean, some of mine were going out of date. I had them that long. But yeah, just take some just in case that does ever happen. Okay, let's talk bank cards. So you're gonna want to have like some good bank cards to take with you. I'd always recommend taking a credit card, because it's always good to have a credit card with you anyway. if you're from the UK, I don't know whether it's just UK, this card, but Monzo's really good. It allows you £200 free withdrawals out every month, because some of the cash machines will charge you for taking out money, and it can be like a fiver each time, which is super annoying because you don't want to be carrying loads of cash on you, but you don't want to be paying a fiver like every few days because it does add up. But yeah, that's super good. I also, Revolut's a good card to use, and I just ordered a Wise bank card as well. I'm not sure how that one is, but I'll let you guys know. But just do a bit of research on what card might be good for you. I mean, when I was in Mexico, I noticed that there were so many Santanders there, and like in Spain and stuff. And I did have a Santander account, but I never thought of taking my card with me. So yeah, definitely do some research, like if any of your banks that you're with have branches abroad, because yeah, they definitely come in handy. But yeah, just do a bit of research and invest in some good bank cards, but definitely take a few with you and keep them in different places in your bag. Like obviously just keep two in your purse or whatever, and then keep some spare in your bag just in case something does happen. Because like when I was in Mexico, I stupidly left my bag in a toilet, and by the time I realised and I went back, it was gone, obviously. But luckily, I did have some spare bank cards with me. And I did actually get my mum to send out my new bank cards to me and my ID, because my ID was in there. And I didn't want to be carrying my passport around all the time for ID. And it cost me about £45 to get them sent to me, which isn't super bad. But yeah, obviously if you stuff gets stolen and you don't have any bank cards, you're not going to be going anywhere, so you'll have to wait in this place where you are until you get your new bank cards. I mean, luckily I was staying at a hostel, and they had a sister hostel in Guatemala where I was going in like a few weeks' time. So they let me get my bank card sent there, so I didn't have to wait for them. So that was super nice of them. But yeah, just make sure you're taking a few bank cards and you're keeping them in different places. Now, this is an important one. Please, 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 guys, make sure that you're getting travel insurance, because I see and hear like so many horror stories of people not having travel insurance, and like their family are having to pay thousands of pounds to get their body back or like the medical treatment that they need. And PSA, if I ever don't have travel insurance and I die abroad, do not spend 20 grand to get my body back to the UK. Just get me cremated wherever I am and just spread my ashes all around the world, please, because don't be wasting that money on me. It's not that important. Just get me cremated, as long as you don't bury me, because I don't want any worms eating out my eyes. Thank you. But yeah, make sure that you get a good travel insurance, and that it covers you for everything that you wanted to do and the countries that you go into. If you go into loads of different countries, there are specific insurances which will cover you worldwide. So yeah, just look into those, but just make sure that you've got travel insurance, please. Now, as well, some countries which you go into, you will need to be vaccinated before you go. So please book an appointment with your doctor, and see if you do need to get any vaccines. Like if you go to Brazil, you have to have the yellow fever vaccination. Otherwise, you are not getting in the country. And they give you like a little booklet. Thailand as well, like I had to have rabies and a few others. I think like typhoid and stuff. So yeah, just book an appointment with your doctor and get your vaccinations as well before you go. And the last thing that I'd recommend that you pack is something like, if you're going to get homesick, something that when you're on the road might make you just feel that a little bit better. Like I've probably mentioned before, I'm bringing tea bags this time because I always miss a British cup of tea. So that's what I'm taking. Last time I took like a hair mask. So yeah, just bring something which might make you feel a little bit better if you are homesick on the road. Yeah, so they're my tips on what to pack if you're going long-term traveling. I hope that you found this video useful, and thank you so much for listening. Please don't forget to subscribe to my channel so that you kept up to date on all my recent videos, and I'll see you again next time. Thank you. Bye. Say, Nick, what you got in